what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
And yes, indeed, we are on this Wednesday night, Thursday night, no, Tuesday night edition of the program. Indeed, and welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. Certainly no shortage of things to talk about. In a moment or so, I'm going to bring to the microphones Mr. John Clark, who you know on the program. He's with Americans for Immigration Control, produced a number of videos concerning the illegal invasion into the nation. And he has a few issues that he's going to bring up. And of course, one of them is Mr. Joe Turner, who is founder of Save Our State in California and San Bernardino particularly. And I want to welcome John Clark right now to the program. Hello, John.
How you doing, Rick?
Oh, I'm not doing too badly, but how are you doing?
Just very frustrated that the American public has been duped into submission with this invasion of our country.
And, yes.
We're on attack on all fronts.
Absolutely.
The reason why Russia fell is because they went into a war that they could not win, and that was in Afghanistan. That bankrupted them. Well, the same thing is going to happen to us here. It's going to bankrupt us.
And while we're going to wars, of course, they want to target other nations now, and our borders are porous so that we can be weakened from within. So these people are really criminals who run Washington. There's no question about it.
Well, not only that, the Muslims are, they hate us. They hate us. They hate
no
Christians.
Wonder.
And they hate Jews. They hate everybody, and they are our enemy.
Oh, I don't think the Muslims are our enemy, though, John. I really don't think that the Muslims are our enemy, though. I don't think so at all. I think that the enemy is really in Washington. That's the enemy.
Well,
no question about it. They're the criminals, not the Muslims.
Well, I think that, okay.
Well, you know that. I mean, you've seen it. You've seen what's going on. Nobody can do what this government has done and gotten away with.
No, I agree with it, this government being totally out of control, okay?
But it's a Marxist Zionist government.
Going right on.
Right.
Afghanistan and then right into Iraq, the whole bit.
Yeah, and it's not the Muslims who are directing that.
I was at the Million Man March.
Yeah.
I was probably one of the few white people that was there, and there's Farrakhan up there. Saying how much we're white devils and that we should be eliminated. And if a white person had got up there and said that, or a Christian got up there and said about Muslims, what would happen? This keeps going on and on. Now, opening your show, you were talking about this Joe Turner.
Yeah.
Joe is he's a young kid. He started Save Our State down in California.
Well, we had him on the show, don't you remember? We had him on a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he was very effective. I've worked with him on some of the films.
Yeah.
He's given me some of the footage that, you've seen some of the films.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a very dedicated young man, and mm-hmm. he's going to be running for city clerk in the town of San Bernardino,
right,
California.
Right, exactly.
And I know he would be very effective in that position, but he's going to need money. If people would donate to him, it would really help him a lot.
He's run into some problems, too. We want to talk about them and the Immigration Relief Act that he is trying to get passed. All right, John Clark, be right back with you in 3 minutes. Our number, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. Controversy awaits.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, I'm back now, and I'm talking with John Clark. And John, as I keep saying over and over and over again, we don't need any more enemies than the people that run this government, who are evil, who are definitely part of a cabal of globalists, Zionists, internationalists, one-worlders, and they're the ones that are destroying us. And you mentioned Joe Turner, founder of Save Our State in San Bernardino. And I know what he's doing. He's certainly giving it a real good effort. But he's a young man, and he's learned the hard way. He's found out, I think he's seen, that the enemy is within. And he's having problems, or has had some problems, in his own community, not only running for this office, but I guess he's trying to get this little thing passed called the Immigration Relief Act. Is that what he's trying to do as well?
Well, no, that's what he tried before, and that's why he's going to...
And it didn't work? And why didn't it work? What happened?
It was he was lied to by the city clerk, and that's why he couldn't get the
figures that
he needed.
Well, how was he lied to now? Tell us, how was he lied to?
Well, the city clerk lied to him about figures that he needed for this...
the signatures?
Yeah, signatures are, mm-hmm. I don't know the exact details, but
all
I know he was lied to. That's why he wants to run for city clerk.
Okay.
He was offered a job making $90,000 in Washington, D.C., and turned that down to run for city clerk to go after this man. This man's a 17-year incumbent in San Bernardino.
Oh, wow.
And if Joe gets in there, he will strip the businesses of their license if they hire illegal aliens. He'll prohibit landlords from renting to illegal aliens. He'll target unlicensed rental properties, housing, sexual predators, and other degenerates. And he will do that. He's very, very effective. I mean, I've been doing this for 13 years, and there's a lot of grandstanders coming around, and Joe is not a grandstander.
No, we had him on. I remember the shows we did.
I very seldom ever recommend anybody, you know, except for Tom Tancredo and, you know, a couple others, but Joe,
well,
I know, known for many years. And
I'll have him come on the program then. How about that?
I wish you would.
Yeah, I want him on. I want him on the show.
Come on. The other thing I'd like to mention is there's a new bill. It's by a congresswoman, Ginny Brown Waite, out of Florida.
Florida.
She's introduced a bill, H.R. 3531, which is too long to go into detail on everything, but it would be accountability enforcing Immigration Law Act of 2007, amends the immigration nationality subject to all illegal alien entrance to fines. In other words, all the illegal aliens would now be subject to felony prosecution instead of the misdemeanor. Plus, there's other things in here. You might want to look it up, or I could
Yes,
email
definitely
it
want
to
explore that bill.
And,
H.R. 3531, huh, John?
H.R. 3531, and I wish your listeners would contact their congressman, a congresswoman in their area, and have them sign on to this bill. She right now she's had 15 co-sponsors. And we need a lot more, so it really help. As far as the, this DREAM Act, it's not dead. According to Senator Reid, he's going to be bringing it back by November 15th.
Yeah, we heard that the other night on the show,
Yeah, it's going to be probably a standalone. And I think Nancy Pelosi is going to bring it in the House. So these Democrats are just, well, they've been running amok for a long time. One thing people have to realize about the Democratic Party is at one time they were for the working stiff out there, the union people, people that, you know, the people that really were trying to make it, hardworking people. They're not for that anymore. These are left-wing liberals that are out there to destroy this country. Now, the Republicans at one time were on our side. Now they're siding with the big business and, like you said, the globalists, George Bush being a globalist. But also we have to understand the Communist Party is one of the major players. And I've heard people say, well, we have to have separation of church and state. Well, yes, we need separation of church and state. The Catholic Church, let's start with the Catholic Church. They're one of the major offenders. They're one of the major backers of illegal aliens. The Communist Party, everywhere I've gone all over the country. It's always the Communist Party. When I started in California 13 years ago, it was the Communist Party, the Shining Path guerrillas, always. And there was the Catholic Church standing side by side, and also the AFL-CIO. Now the AFL-CIO has sued the city of San Francisco to stop enforcement of immigration laws. Now, people have to realize who the enemies are of this country.
Yep.
Now, you know, you would never say a union would be the enemy of the working class before, years ago. But they are. AFL-CIO, they sponsored illegals to go to Liberty State Park a few years ago. They brought them in from all over the country. Elliot Spitzer, who was the attorney general at that time of New York, had a booth there. And now he's the governor, and he's going to give them driver's licenses. I mean, these are the enemy. Yes, they are within. There is
absolutely
a fifth column in this country.
They're destroying
there
us from within. No enemy outside could be as effective. No.
No, well, that's the only way they can destroy the United States, and they're doing it on every turn.
Yes.
And like I said, the reason why Russia fell is because they got stuck in a war they could not win, and it bankrupted them. We cannot win in Iraq. It'll just keep draining us. And will bankrupt us. You see,
well, we've got Mexico. We've got Mexico declaring war on the United States, as you know.
Well, Mexico, we're totally defenseless.
Right, exactly. So George Bush is in bed with them, with the North American Union, and he's out there waving his arms, clapping, and saying it doesn't exist. And here he is pushing for it, and Dick Cheney as well.
That's not true. I know when last time I was up the Senate, as you well know, I was up there for the DREAM Act. I had a couple of friends of mine in the Senate finally admit. I said, what's the bottom line here? They said the North American
George
Union.
Bush doesn't admit it, that's for sure.
Well, it is the North American Union.
Oh, yes.
And
there.
We have to identify who the enemies are in this country. You know, organizations that we once thought were sacred are no longer. Like, I was a union member for many years when I was a kid. Yeah. I was in the Teamsters.
Yeah.
There'd be no way you could say that they would be taking in illegals just for the dues and fighting to bring more illegals in. This is the AFL-CIO. I have it on film. You
yeah.
saw a copy of that
yeah.
film.
Yeah.
American Labor Betrayed. And this
yeah.
Elliot Spitzer, I mean, here's another traitor. He had a booth. He's been involved with this for years. He was just waiting to get into government. And Menendez, who was a congressman at the time of that Liberty State Park, speaking in Spanish, now he's a senator. These are all traitors. These are all traitors to the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And people had better wake up because we're just so arrogant to think that it can't happen. What happened to Russia can happen to us, and it is happening.
It's happening right now. As we speak.
The foreclosures of the house. I mean, look at the housing market.
Mm.
I mean,
yeah.
it's just...
Well, you know, we know the malaise and the reason for it, and it's, our nation is experiencing the Pax Americana syndrome of ancient Rome, and we're going through this, and you know, we hope and pray that there can be a reprieve, but I don't see any reprieve unless we get back to basics, get back to the Bible, back to God, back to America first, not the world. And that's the cause of it, really. And these politicians and union leaders, church leaders, and all of them, as you point out, John, they're doing is sacrificing the good of the nation for their own immediate gratification and their own vested interests. And what could be lower than that? Tell me.
Well,
what could be lower?
I mean, the ideal scenario would be for us to pull all the troops out of Iraq, out of Afghanistan, bring them back here, and protect this country. You know, I've seen these documentaries on our troops over there. I mean, they treat these people very nice. They give the kids candy, and, you know, there may have been some atrocities, but what about the atrocities that the Muslims have done to our people, chopping people's heads off? Pearl, for instance, his head was chopped off right there on TV. So, but, you know, the ideal thing would be to bring him out. But if we do, it will create such a vacuum there, and it would start World War III. We would have to revert to nuclear weapons.
Well, then we're really, what you're saying is, either way, we're doomed.
Yeah, it's a catch-22 situation.
Either way. And who made this mess? These globalists, these Bushes, these Cheneys, these Zionists who put us there? And nobody is holding them to account. No one.
Well, you know, Al-Qaeda is very, very smart. And, you know, they've said that's what their strategy is, and that's the way they did it to Russia, how they bankrupted. Get
yeah,
them involved. It's conflict.
Again,
win.
El Cieda, right here in America. It's the CIA that carried out 9/11, we feel, obviously. It was an inside job. You were there at the Pentagon. You didn't see any plane in it. You know there's a lot of explaining to do, and that 9/11 Commission was a cover-up. Now that we're there, they say, well, we can't just pull out. We can't cut and run. Well, George Bush, it's easy for him to say that because he's here running around the nation. He's not running around Iraq. These guys are cowards. They're traitors. As you said, they put our children there.
Hugo Chavez is working very closely with, you know, Ahmadinejad or whatever his name is from
Ahmadinejad,
Iran.
Yeah,
and if we pull out of Iraq, they will have Iraqi oil, Iranian oil, and Venezuelan oil. And what are we going to do if they cut off our oil?
Well, now, again, that's a good question. And the reason is that we have allowed these wackos in this country to cut off all of the oil that we have in Alaska to make us self-sufficient and independent. And that goes back to Henry Kissinger, who was a double agent for the Soviet Union, and identified as such, by the way, by Frank Capel. You know, this is ridiculous. I mean, the enemy, again, is within, and this, I think this illegal invasion is really and truly going to be the downfall if we allow it to continue.
Well, it is. It's an army.
Yeah.
If you remember when the marchers in Los Angeles and Chicago and Dallas...
2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, when they first came out, they had Mexican flags. I was listening in on their conference call. One of our people got the code, and I listened in, and they were going to shut down all the ports. This is what their strategy was going to be. They changed their mind, but they told everybody, make sure everybody comes out wearing white shirts and American flags. That's an army taking orders, Rick.
And the media once again obliged them, didn't it?
Of course, the national media. The only media...
That's the problem.
There are people like yourself.
That's the key. That's the key right there, the media. All right, John, I'll be right back. We'll take calls, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
I'm back now. It's Rick Adams and John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control is the organization, and we just want to clarify a couple of things. One thing is that Joe Turner, who, of course, is running for that position of clerk there in San Bernardino, is running against an entrenched incumbent who, of course, was instrumental in lying to him, apparently, about getting the number of signatures necessary to get the initiative on the ballot, which was the Immigration Relief Act in San Bernardino. Now he's running for that position, and I definitely will invite Joe to come on for himself and talk to us, John, on that front, okay? So I wanted to clarify that. This act basically is similar, if not the same, as what has been enacted in Hazleton and the courts have put on hold, John?
They got the idea from Joe Turner's actions, Hazleton. The town of Hazleton was stopped by the ACLU, which is another enemy of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And they were stopped, the city of Hazleton, by 23 lawyers by ACLU.
And yeah, some incompetent federal judge agreed with them, and we know the rest of the story.
They didn't even need that, because if they lost, The reason why the ACLU and 23 lawyers,
the city
lost, they would have to pay for all 23 lawyers.
Right, bankrupt the city, right.
They're already asking for $2.3 million, even though Mayor Barletta is going to appeal. But this is, they don't care about the American people or these cities or towns. They will sue them. They will take everything they have. Their own, all they care about is their agenda, and their agenda is the promotion of these illegals in these countries, and the downfall of capitalism and the downfall of this country. And if that's what people want, then just don't pay any attention. Keep voting these stupid people into office in Washington, D.C., and they are stupid. I've been dealing with them for 13 years. Just keep doing it. What I recommend is vote every incumbent out. Just clean the slate. Get everybody out. Clean out. Once they get entrenched there, they have too much power, and they have these lobbyists. They have you know, the corporations. A friend of mine in the Senate said he's getting calls from major computer companies. Hey, I need more foreign workers. Well, what about American workers out there? Well, they don't want American workers because they don't want to pay the wages. They don't want to pay the medical. I mean, this is an insult to American workers, American people who have always been very hard workers, very productive. And there's kids out there that, that can't get jobs. I hear it all the time. Hey, my son or my daughter can't get a job out there. They're looking for jobs, but they can't. So, I mean, just pay attention. That's all I'm telling your listening audiences. Please pay attention. You know, don't have to listen to me or don't have to listen to Rick. Just watch. Pay closer attention. It's just amazing.
Well, you know, I
how
can't stress enough the fact, as I say, and I'm not trying to be a nitpicker here, that that really we don't need to look anywhere but right in this cesspool called Washington to look at the filth and the garbage on both sides of the aisle, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Harry Reid's, the Jack Reid's, the, you know, the Ted Kennedy's, the John McCain's, the George Bush's, all the way down the line. All of them have sold this nation down the river. All of them are guilty of treason, as far as I'm
Giuliani's
concerned.
Giuliani's another one. I mean,
all
here's a man who sued
government
to keep New York City a sanctuary city. And, you know, Republicans are backing him because they said, well, he's the only one that can beat, you know, Hillary.
Well, let's let Hillary win if that's the best that we can do. Huh?
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Well, Fred Thompson, they're all CFR members other than three. Ron Paul, Tom Tancredo, and Duncan Hunter are not CFR members. And the only one that has kept his word on the immigration issue straight down the line, has never lied, is Tom Tancredo. Now, I know Ron Paul. Everybody likes Ron Paul. I really don't know that much about Ron Paul.
No, he's a straight A, you know. But the thing is, look at the way the media have tried to ignore him. And only tonight, the NBC belatedly admitted that he is really beginning to be a top fundraiser. And you know where his funds are coming from? Not the elite, not the CFR, not the super rich. From the downtrodden, from the average Joe on the street. And that's what they hate most of all. They don't want to see Americans mobilize against this new world order, John. They are frightened to death.
Well, the Democrats, like I said, are pure evil. There's nothing redeeming about them. There's a couple in the Senate that are pretty good. Nelson from Nebraska, you know, and a couple others, Coburn from Oklahoma, that are up there standing up for America.
Right.
But the vast majority have just sold out. They're nothing short than prostitutes. That's all they are.
Yeah.
And
I don't want to insult the prostitutes, though, now.
Well, yeah, correct.
Come on. Let's be fair there.
That's a good point.
I mean, really, seriously. All right, I have the break coming up. We have people on the line, so I'll tell you what. I'll take the break first. If you can stay for a little bit, for at least another half hour, that'll be fine, and we'll take a few calls. And however long you can stay, you're welcome. But I know we've stirred up a little hornet's nest, and all we can do is, hey, we can agree or we can disagree with John, but we can be civil, and we'll take calls at 800-313-9443. That is our number. And please, ladies and gentlemen, remember to support republicbroadcasting.org. That's the website. That's where you can stream. That's where you can listen to us on the net. And please follow the map, the overview, the home page. And if you can help out, then certainly by all means, now's the time to do it while we're here. Because, hey, without us, you don't have anything to listen to. We'll be right back with John Clark, my guest. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And we're back now. Speaking of thieves and murderers, before we take a call for John Clark, we have the column by D.V. Kidd, newswithviews.com, and her own forum. And she's great. I've invited her to come back on the show when she can soon. And she's talking about the 56 arrested in the immigration raids at McDonald's. And they talk about the raids in Reno and what happened with the response from the mayor and local law enforcement and the odds that they have. Now the raids from ICE that took place just recently drew immediate criticism from Reno Mayor Bob Cashel and the activists, as they're called, who estimated the number of arrests to be closer to 100. The mayor joined a news conference, area Hispanic leaders and members of the ACLU called in front of the federal courthouse late Thursday, quote, "We don't approve of the Gestapo tactics that ICE is using," said Gilbert Cortez, a Latino leader. Who urged Hispanic workers to stay home from work and protest Friday. This is just a small sample, John, of what's going on around the country right now. And D.V. Kidd brings our attention to it. and her columns, newswithviews.com. There's so much here that I don't want to take time from our listeners. Let's take a call or two. Let's see. Let's go to Canada first, okay? We have Byron in Canada first. Hello, Byron. You're on the air.
Ben.
Yes.
I'm glad I had to wait for 20 minutes to get on the line. I've cooled down a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But I just want to say, you know, this guy that you got on, either
John,
he's got to be
Clark.
One. Pardon me?
John Clark. Now, be
nice. John Clark has got to be one of the most naive, ignorant persons I have ever seen in my life. And why you would have him on is beyond me. And let me make my point. First thing, he went and he said, Muslims hate us. Well, how many people has United States killed and responsible for their deaths? I mean, just Iraq alone that has never done a thing to the United States. They said pushing with the sanctions and what they've done now, about 3 million Iraqis they've killed. And then he goes and says, well, Muslims hate us. Then he quotes what Farrakhan says. Now, I happen to enjoy Farrakhan speaking. He's a outstanding speaker. But if he has any knowledge at all, he surely knows Farrakhan's Islamic teachings or whatever is about equivalent to what the Mormons is to the Christian religion. In other words, the traditional Muslims don't follow exactly what Farrakhan teaches. So, I mean, for him to use that then to say Muslims hate Americans, well, he's really full of beans. The next thing was he goes, how well the soldiers treat the Iraqis. They give them candy. And what a joke. Have you heard, sir, of that Abu Ghraib, what they did to the prisoners there, taking handles, shoving them up with acid up their rectums, leading them around with dog collars, raping women and children over there, then killing innocent civilians, planting evidence on it, then saying, oh, they were insurgents. Like, sir, if you want to get on the radio and make statements like you did, you better learn your facts and know what you're talking about. Because I tell you, you know, it's amazing. If you wonder why this movement doesn't grow, it's people like him. This guy is an absolute... I hate to say it, and I'm going to get off before I say any more. Thank you.
All right. Okay, Byron.
I'm just glad
I knew that was
Canada.
Coming, John.
I'm just glad he lives in Canada.
Okay. All right. Henry in Connecticut
the black
is
Muslims,
next.
The black Muslims have threatened Jesse Peterson. He can't even walk in airports without a bodyguard because he speaks the truth. And this nonsense, Farrakhan. I was down there at the Million Man March listening to this man, the rhetoric that he spewed out against white people and Jews, calling just all these names. So, you know, this nonsense that I don't know what I'm talking about. I've been there. I've been there and back. So.
Well, what about Iraq, though, the
like
bombing
said,
of Iraq, the killing of civilians and so forth? John?
Yeah.
He does make a very good point about the killing of civilians. We're not there to bless Iraq with democracy. We're there to subjugate their people.
Okay, they take isolated cases out. There's always collateral damage in every conflict, okay? Now, we went over to Afghanistan, which I thought was appropriate after 9/11. I was pretty dumbed down myself as far as the World Trade Center and all that. But this man coming on saying the Muslims are our friends, it's been going on for centuries. It's for centuries.
Well, that's the problem,
Islam,
is the United
Muslims.
States is invading their lands, you know. They're not invading our lands, but if we mind our business, stay out of world wars, and stay out of other people's affairs, then maybe we wouldn't have so many enemies.
All right, well, I mean, that's
I mean, that's simple Americanism 101, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the ideal situation, is for us to just stay back.
Yeah, and that's why we're in the mess that we're in politically. I mean, there's spiritual reasons, obviously, but there's no question that these leaders, it's not us, it's not
Americans,
it's the leaders.
How many Christians are being killed by Muslims all over the world?
Huh?
Christians are being killed by Muslims all over the world, in Africa. They're doing it all the time.
Well, I think that's true, but the Christians are being killed in this country as well. They're being beat up, they're being tortured, they're being killed. Christians are being arrested for protesting the murder of unborn children. It's happening in Cuba, it's happening in Red China, and Bush is in bed with them. It's happening in Israel, it's happening everywhere. So, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, if you draw a conclusion, you fall into the trap that these globalists want you to fall into. and extrapolate that they're at war with us, we're at war with them, then we'll never win. Obviously, we'll never be able to defend ourselves, because these globalists, I think they have us really snuckered in, and what they're doing is dividing Americans against a foreign enemy. When you see what I'm saying, they're the enemy. So I think we ought to concentrate on eliminating them first and foremost, and then we can deal with these other foreign issues.
Well, that's what I said. Vote every incumbent out. Start with a clean slate.
Well, I think we may have to do more than vote. But all right, let's take another call. We have Henry O. Henry from Connecticut. Yes, Henry.
Yes, hello. Okay. Bear with me, Ricky. I have a few things to say since listening to the show.
Yes.
This is a call in favor of Mr. Clark. A couple of things. Now, also, Ricky, you mentioned the thing about the Christians. That's true, because I had a guy who was selling Mangosteen that told me that somebody down in his area, he's from the South Virginia, that they got busted for reading the Bible on a street corner, and they weren't in somebody's face with it or anything
like
that.
Oh, no, it's happening right in this country here.
Yeah, well, it happened one time down there. I mean, there was one incident. That's what he told me. Okay, I'll move on from that. Mr. Clark, if you can hear me. Now, I disagree with that caller, the guy from Canada. Yeah, there is a problem with the stuff of the wars and them, some of them were doing some wacky things, some of the soldiers, but those were the individual freaks. And then some of the others court-martialed.
Blackwater. I mean,
yeah, right. They wouldn't have wanted anything to do with it.
Well, you've got these private contractors that are allowed in to rape the country.
Yeah,
and
right.
Here they are, you know, getting away with murder. That makes no sense.
Most of them are Jewish. Now, let me address a couple of things. I also agree with you, Mr. Clark, about Tom Tancredo. I wanted Tom Tancredo also to get to that because I thought he was better than Ron Paul. I will tell you this, though. If Ron Paul could get the Republican primary, which is possible because we know what happened with my state, I'm in Connecticut, and what we did with Joe Lieberman and Lamont. And although I know Lamont was with the Pilgrim Society, but still, he was kicked out of the primary. If Paul gets the primary, he will pick Tom Tancredo as his running mate. He will have to, because I heard George Norrie when they played one of them played a speech of Ron Paul when they had the debates, and Mr. Work Experience Program Giuliani, you know, with his thing, and John McCain, that commie, they all laugh and snicker and this and that whenever Ron Paul's turn to speak. So they don't like him at all. It's obvious that the others are CFR members. So when Ron Paul picks a running mate, he will pick Tom Tancredo, because they have, of the two, you know, they would go together, and they're not, you know, Credo's the only one that doesn't make fun and, you know, smirk Paul, whatever he's speaking and stuff. The others hate him. All right, I'm going to move from that. The thing you mentioned also about the AFCLO, that union?
No, the AFL-CIO.
AFCLO, okay. AFCIO?
Just say the AFL, Henry. You don't have to get stumbled.
The AFL, okay, yeah, that
union.
Please don't stumble.
All right.
I will tell you this. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but Hal Turner had a protest with some illegal aliens in Jersey, and that union, AFL or AFO, they paid $50 to every illegal bean person with hotel, motel stay, food for the day, and everything else, just to stage a so-called counter demonstration to him when he was protesting some illegal alien stuff going on there. The other thing is this. You mentioned something with Hazleton. Now, that really infuriated me. Am I correct that they tried to bankrupt Hazleton with...
Yes, you've heard correct.
Yeah, with...
the lawsuits.
With lawsuits, right.
And 23 lawyers.
Yeah. Well, see, that's really sick. And see, that's what's insanity.
Well, that's what
going
the enemy's
on.
All about, sickness and disease and evil.
Yeah, right. It is. It's twisted. Because from what I understand, we're supposed to sit there. So Hazleton is supposed to go completely bankrupt and dirt poor nothing, like probably some city in Kentucky, like an Appalachian.
That's the idea, Henry.
Right. And replace the predominantly white city with all this millions of thousands, whatever, of third world stuff from Central and South America.
Bingo.
Just for some work crap. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
The main reason why they did it is to send a message to other cities so they will think twice before attempting to do what Hazleton did.
That's part of it. This is one of our enemies.
I mean, I know Mayor Barletta very well. I've been up there, held a rally for him a few months ago, and, you know, he's very worried about his town. who's worried about these illegals coming in, murdering people, stabbing somebody in the face.
Yeah,
all of
right.
a sudden, this crime jumped up, and then the ACLU steps in. And again,
and the Puerto Rican Defense
Fund.
Don't forget them, too. That Puerto Rican Defense Fund. Yeah,
well, the Puerto Rican Legal Defense Fund.
Yeah, right.
The it's a four-letter word, the ACLU. It was at Harrisburg, and I couldn't remember. I just said it. Just remember it's a four-letter word. But they do this all over the country, and cities are scared to death to uphold the law. And in the meantime, they're using the system against us.
Yeah.
And we have no chance because they have everything on their side.
Oh,
they
we have do have a chance. The people are fighting. There is a chance.
They have the Ford Foundation. They have our own government has sold us out.
The Rockefeller Foundation,
and,
too.
They're bringing in more and more Muslims into this country. And that we may get a Muslim for a president. It's just out of control. And this guy from Canada loves these Muslims. I was there with Farrakhan listening.
Oh, yes,
him.
Yes.
This man is a dangerous man, and he hates white people,
yes,
and he hates
yes.
Jews, okay?
Yeah.
I don't
care what he feels about Jews, but I will tell you this. The comment the guy Canada was saying about Muslims, when you mentioned Muslims earlier, I was going to ask you, which Muslims are you talking about? Because they are the Arab Muslims, but a lot of people don't know this. When you there was a problem in the American military, too. There are, especially this communist push in New York, especially, but in New York and a couple other places, they do have these. They're not really Muslims from Arab countries. These are like African-American citizens born here who, some of them from Jamaica and West Indies, too, that maybe where their ancestors were. You know, maybe their parents, I mean, that recently. And they hate American Western culture. Not all now. I'm saying these small group. They hate American Western culture. They hate what European culture, European-American culture, I could say. They hate America, not like other things I dislike about America, or even some socially, but they hate the Western culture and white people, and they join this Islamic stuff with the Islamic religion and saying that, you know, this country is, this with slaves and all. Actually, the Islamic religion was the primary religion that enslaved them in Africa. A lot of them don't know that. As a matter of fact, what's the guy's name? John Hendrick Clark.
Okay, well, you know, we don't have to
okay.
go all the way.
Well, moving on, I'm saying, you're right what you're saying about that. You're right what you're saying about Farrakhan. There's a black caucus thing, and, you know, that's like the White Citizens Council, the Klan, and the Congress. You know,
well, it's no
yeah,
different.
That doesn't belong there.
They hate whitey.
Right.
I've heard
you're absolutely right.
To get rid of capitalism and...
right. Yeah, get rid of capitalism
so
they become communist.
All these groups can be racist except for white groups. You know,
right. That's you're absolutely right. You're absolutely
it is
right.
Just
you know what you're talking
out of
about.
Control.
Yeah. Now the person named Joe Turner, when after I leave, will either one of you, you or Mr. or you Ricky or you, Mr. Clark, either one of you can give the phone number or contact information for that gentleman, Joe Turner of Save
yeah, well,
the State.
Well, there's an address where you can send him.
Well, we're going to get him on the program soon. All
right? Oh, good. Okay.
So that way, there he can right. give it to you direct.
Okay, all right. I'll let you know. Listen, nice talking to you. Also, you can give the contact information to Mr. Clark, too, after I
yes.
go. Okay. All right, thanks a lot, Ricky. Bye. Take care.
Okay, Henrietta. All right. Henry's a little wild, but he's okay. Anyway, we're going to take more calls after this next break because we don't want to start a call and then not have to finish the call and be interrupted constantly. So can you stay a little bit more, John, or what?
Yeah, Rick, I like being offended.
No. You're like, good. All right. Well, you get more, I'm sure.
Okay.
Anyway, as I've said over and over again, that's what makes this program so interesting. And RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, is that we don't really censor any viewpoints within reason, of course. So we permit disagreement and with John's views, and I certainly don't agree with John on everything, and I certainly don't agree with anyone else on every single issue. So that's fine. That's fine. We permit disagreement. This is not the Soviet Union or really Washington, D.C.
You're a fool, mate.
What's that?
You could have fooled me.
Well, it's worse than the Soviet Union. But RBN is an example of a paradise in the midst of this, really an oasis in the desert. All right, John. Our number is 800-313-9443. That is the number. And we have Ernie on the line. We have Gary on the line. And whoever else is on the line, We will get to you, I promise. Stay with me. Don't abandon the ship. And we will have John Clark stay with us for as long as he can. And we will continue to talk about things like the ICE raids. And as D.V. Kidd has mentioned, these raids, by the way, are nothing more than theatrics. And it's part of the dialectic with this Chertoff, who's an Israeli double agent running Homeland Security. And this guy is conducting these raids for maximum publicity, making it look like he's doing something, when in fact he's playing right into the hands of his buddies in the ACLU, the B'nai B'rith, the Communist Party, all of these communist organizations, you name it, he's playing right into their hands. And the media, of course, are portraying all of these illegals as victims of a get-tough Bush administration on illegals. What could be more humorous, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know. All right. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Uncensored, Radio Free America. Jump aboard with my guest, John Clark, of Americans for Immigration Control. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, here we're at the almost the end of this hour, and we'll have to, consider bridging over the next break, which is a one-minute break. But let's take Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Mr. Clark.
I'm actually coming from a different point of view tonight. I am more and more encouraged by the American people waking up to the North American Union. In fact, Glenn Beck tonight on his show had Congressman Virgil Gugue talk about House Concurrent Resolution 40, which opposes the North American Union and the NAFTA superhighway system. And when you look at the record and you see the number of House members coming on the board in September, additional members, 12 more members, we now have 39 co-sponsors, and the movement is growing in the recognition of the North American Union and what it's doing to the country and NAFTA, et cetera. And then when I read about what happened in Costa Rica on Sunday, 150,000 Costa Ricans marched against CAFTA. I think the Mexico, Central America, Canada citizens are speaking out more and more against the North American Union and the loss of their national sovereignty. So I'm actually coming from it from a different viewpoint. I see books like Dr. Corsi's The Late Great USA making a big difference. And I would say no to voting out all of the congressmen. I would look closely, even at North Carolina Democrats, Congressman Heath Shuler.
Yes, Heath is a very good person. So was Virgil Good, excellent congressman.
Right. So let's just don't throw them all out of office. Let's support those who stand up for the American people, especially those two and the others, the 37 others or 38 other congressmen who say no to the North American Union and are making a difference. Mm-hmm. And I encourage the callers to keep calling their congressmen, oppose the U.N. Convention on the Law of the Sea that's coming up Thursday, oppose the DREAM Act when it resurfaces, as the majority leader has promised, I think, in November. And
November 15th.
Right, November 15th. And last week we had 50-1 calls against the DREAM Act, which forced Senator Durbin to withdraw his piecemeal legislation.
The reason why he withdrew that, first he was trying to tailor it. He took out the tuition. Then they kept trying to tailor it. I was there, when they withdrew it. And the reason why they withdrew it is I talked to a couple of senators, and they said there's no way it's going to pass because it's too much like the amnesty that we just turned down. That's why he pulled it. He just couldn't get the support. There were a couple of senators that I talked to directly on that, and that's why they pulled it. But Reid said he's going to bring it back by November 15th, probably standalone. I mean, that's what I hear right now, but they've got some trick up their sleeve, which we're keeping an eye on right now. So.
Well, I think the people understand we're being bankrupted by the illegal aliens who are stealing American jobs, murdering our citizens, and draining massive resources from our cities and towns, our hospitals, our schools. We cannot afford both the wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, and possibly a war with Iran, and then subsidize millions of illegal aliens. The American people know it, and they're going to hold these people accountable. And I think the DREAM Act is just the start, the resistance by the American people. It's going to grow, and if they continue to support illegals, American people are going to hold those congressmen and representatives accountable in the next election.
Well, I think they should be tried for treason myself. The Congress people that you mentioned, yes, they are good. And when I say vote all incumbent out, I'm talking about these ones in the Senate that have had so much power for so long, they just become so arrogant. I mean, they're just, they don't care. They just don't care. I had somebody in the Senate tell me that, oh, well, they really didn't know the American people were against the amnesty.
If you have more to say, Ernie, you can hang on briefly. But we'll be right back in 1 minute with John Clark, my guest, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America.
It's true.